my heart. Do not let me wander from your command. Let's bow here and pray. Heavenly Father, you are sovereign in all your ways, Father. Father, you are a righteous God.
Yes, yes.
A God who leads us, led your commands, Lord, for your people will live a righteous life. And don't put no other gods before you. Father God, your laws, Lord, you also showed us how to love our fellow man. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for who you are. And Father God, may I decrease and you increase. Father God, I pray that I go through loving you, Lord, and keeping your command, Father. Lord, that ultimately, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that people understand what you're saying about yourself, who you are. And Father, that how we can pack our day-to-day life. And Lord, I just pray, Father, Lord, that you just bless this sermon, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, that you will go before me as I bring the Father's word. And now, may I bring you the Father's word with fear, trembling, and reverence for who he is.
Yes.
And Lord, I just pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful sight to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, it is.
And I bring his holy word. I'm going to take you guys on a little journey with me. So y'all bear with me for a little while, all right? I'm going to bring everything back to where it's supposed to be. So I want y'all to picture this. A fisherman goes out to fish. He got his rod and reel, right? But he left his tackle box. Now he left his tackle box. Do you think he'll have a successful day? Do you think he'll be able to fish? No, he wouldn't. Or, for instance, the fisherman, he grabbed his fishing rod, reel, his tackle box, but he left his bait. He's not going to have a successful day fishing because you cannot fish without bait. Or, we need to say this. He have the fishing rod, the bait, but once again, he's going to forget the tackle box. Once again, yes, he have a fishing rod, he have a bait. Cannot fish without a hook, right? Pretty much it's the same way. It's the same way in loving God and keeping his command. Because you see, brothers and sisters, that without loving God, and what I mean by loving God is seeking him, standing his word daily, and abiding by his laws. And ultimately, of course, we know loving Christ, his son. It's impossible just to be in a yoke with God if you're not in his word and loving him. Because if you love God, you have a desire to keep his command. And you can keep his command. So, it says right here, in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, it says, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. Not some of your heart now, but all your heart. With all your soul. Not some of your soul, but all your soul. It said, with all your mind. No, I'm just going to live with just a piece of mind, some of mine, right? With all your mind. See, that word all, it says a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, yes it does.
Right. And also with all your strength. Is it possible partial strength or some strength? It says with what? Come on, y'all in there with me now. I'm gonna ask a question now, talk with me.
Oh,
your strength. So brothers and sisters, I have this question that I want to pose to you guys. Have you been loving God over everything? But I want you guys, as I go through this scripture, I want y'all to think about that question. I'm going to say it again. Have you been loving God over everything? Just ponder on that. So, the title of this message is loving God leads to keeping his commands. And I only have one point. The point is this. The importance of loving God with all our heart and keeping his command, that's the point. And I'm going to expound on that a little bit. So let's go back to Psalms 119. I'm going to read verse 9. Just give you context of some of this, of this. He said, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping your word. And Brother KJ, he talked about that last week as he preached, and the importance of keeping God's word and keeping it pure. So this week we'll be talking about the importance of loving God and keeping his command. So, it says here in 1 John 5, verse 3, it says, for this is what love is. This is what love is for. For this is what love for God is. And once again, to keep his commands. His commands are not a burden. So, if we truly love God and we keep his command, his command shouldn't be a burden to us. We should have an eager and a desire in our heart to seek God and stand his word and keep his law. Because if you truly love him, I mean, you just want to not put no other God before God. Because that's the first command. If you love God, you won't put idols that were graven by man's hand before God. If you love God, you remember the Sabbath. If you love God, children, everyone, you honor your father and mother. If you love God, you wouldn't kill. If you love God, you wouldn't have, you wouldn't steal from your fellow man. You wouldn't bear false witness against your fellow man if you love God and you keep his command. And ultimately, you wouldn't covet. You want something that belongs to someone else if you love God, because you'll be content with what God gives you. And what I mean by being content with what God gives you is being content with him, because he's the ultimate source. He's the source of life. And so, by us keeping his commands, I really believe, brothers and sisters, that it will show us and others the love that we have for Christ. Because Christ in the New Testament sums it up in two. He said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And two, as you love thy fellow man, as you love thyself. So, to sum up, and also I want to use this word right here because I want to expound also on the word heart. The word heart in Hebrew, the word is live. And that means to, that means the word live means inner man or mind or will. So the inner man means the inner part of you, just longing and desire and this yearning that you have in your heart. Just to love God and just be in the presence, just keep his command. This is this yearning that you have in your heart just to love him and seek him and keep his laws. And also just want to sum this up in verse 10 is this. As we see this, God, like I said, God gave his laws. Not as he tried to be just his main father and say, you can't do this and that. He know it because of our sinful heart. We live a life in sin and pull away from God, his laws. So God ultimately tells, hey, look, don't put nothing before me, because ultimately we know that in this world, people tend to follow the things of this world. People tend to love these things of the world. Said, no, love me first, because I'm the Lord your God. You shouldn't put nothing before me. Second, a lot of times as human, we tend to make things out to be idols. We love our cars, we love phones, tablets, all these different things. We put these things before him. We spend so much time in that. And God said, no, do not put these things before me. I'm a jealous God. And then, on top of that, like I said, I think a lot of times we take even this for granted, like keeping the Sabbath. It's for us to rest. That's for us to rest. God wants to rest in Him. That's just showing you the love of the Father. For my children to rest in me, stop worrying about things in the present world. Trust in me, believe in me, and how He rests. It's love. But also we see that God is righteous. Because He is holy and there's no one like Him. Tell the people, this way of life, if you don't follow these laws, your heart will be easy to go off to sin. And I think also that's where the word wonder comes in as well. In 10b as well. Don't let your heart wander. The word wander, in Hebrew, the word is ta, which means to stray away or go astray. And so that's why I believe God would wonder for that we do not wander from this, because we know we wander from God's word, we go astray from God's word, and before you know it, you are too far.
Yes.
So and also, like I said before, God is always showing that His holiness. There's no one like Him. The word holy means to be separate from. But I'm going to leave you guys with two applications. This, like I said before, let us love God with all our heart. I cannot stress this enough. Let us love God with all our heart. Because we truly love God with all our heart, and we'll keep it to that. You see how we love those who are around us because we love the Father. And like earlier, we were going to talk with Matt Boucher about God being a source. When you're showing love to those who are around you, and that you loving God with everything, you show everybody see that you are tapping into the source. But also it says mind. Not just this feeling that you have in your heart, God, but also you should have kingdom things in your mind about the Father. His goodness of the Father. And I want to smile a little more on that, because the very breath that we breathe, brothers and sisters, sky breathing into our lungs. The very movement that we have with our own limbs to be able to function, that's God doing. He loves us that much. And ultimately, He loves us so much that He sent His Son, Jesus. So we should love God 10 times more. Seek Him where we are. When He gave up His Son on Calvary for us, and we none of us in here deserve it. We deserve God's punishment in His wrath. We deserve hell in the grave. But God, so rich in mercy. And then we are adopted into His family. What a mighty God we serve. Also, we should love Him with all our strength. With all our strength. That means all in all. We should live a lifestyle, brothers and sisters, that without praying without ceasing. A lifestyle, brothers and sisters, that, like I said before, a zeal and a yearning in our heart for the Father, for the Son. I think that a lot of times I think we take things for granted. And I think God and all this, his supremacy, his wisdom and all of His glory, we take that and we complain instead of giving Him glory. So I said, thank you, Father, for everything. Even from the smallest to the great, Father, thank you. I think that's showing, like, that's having a love in our hearts for the Father. Because as His children, we should be thankful. But also, brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with this. Let us die to self daily and seek God wholeheartedly. Love you guys. That's all. Man. That's why I was praying. I really want prayers out here.